You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Leadership Lived Experience Conference in Birmingham. And I'm joined by Cathy Lowe, Director of Partnerships at Thomas Pocklington Trust, one of the conference leads. Cathy, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
So can you tell me a little bit about the purpose of this conference and kind of what the purpose of this event is?
Yeah, this is the second time we've run this conference. So the first one was a couple of years ago, and it's basically an opportunity to bring together people with who work in the sight loss sector, who have got lived experience of sight loss, bring people together to learn from each other, to hear talks, to do workshops. And it's all about how you develop your leadership abilities and experiences and skills as somebody who is visually impaired in the sight loss sector.
What are the particular themes for this particular year's event?
So this one is titled Resilience Reimagined, and the idea behind that is that resilience is obviously something that's a very important attribute to have, but rather than it being something which is around, you know, overcoming obstacles and being knocked back, we're trying to sort of reframe it so it's a bit more positive, and so it's a bit more about, you know, the kind of getting ahead, so that you're not being knocked back, you're kind of able to influence your environment, your career, your kind of organisation, so that you're already a bit more on the front foot.
Now, it's always important to hear from organisations how they incorporate lived experience into their work. Now, at Thomas Pocklington Trust, lived experience is pretty much everywhere. You know, yeah. Can you tell us how valuable it is from kind of Thomas Pocklington Trust perspective as to the work that lived experience contributes to?
Yeah, lived experience at Thomas Pocklington Trust, it shapes everything we do. And actually, we talk about being powered by the lived experience of blind and partially sighted people. And that's the community, our staff and volunteers. Over 60% of our staff are visually impaired. And that really brings a particular perspective to our organisation. So, yeah, as you say, lived experience is sort of embedded in every part of what we do, through our work, through our organisational culture, our values. Everything. It's everything to us, really.
And there's many workshops going around today, you know, happening regarding, you know, resilience itself, leadership qualities, technology and AI. What are you hoping for people to get out of this event and hopefully, you know, gain by the time they leave here today?
I hope that people learn something new. I hope they learn, whether that's about, you know, kind of how AI can help develop, you know, your leadership, or whether it's, you know, how you network through the Insight network that we're going to be talking about. There's a whole thing about identity and leadership and being visually impaired. So there's a whole kind of range of really philosophical subjects and also very, very practical ones. And so what I hope people get out of it is that they learn something new, they make connections with other people, and they just sort of feel recharged, really, and kind of can reframe their own version of what resilience means to them.
Fantastic. Cathy Lowe, Director of Partnerships at Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.